I got to say, the movie is a bit difficult to kind of follow, okay? He's Cajun, which is like French / American settlement back in the early days. So he kind of speak, you know, really kind of weird. Work through it, okay? Two, it's kind of a B-rated movie, so it's not like a high-budget movie, okay? Three, the movie story is fine for what it is. You should see that people have a normal life, and then there's going to be the spiritual overlay of life and how he falls into that. It's almost as if they wrote the movie so they could get to the spiritual part of it rather than it being a good movie and the spiritual part then becomes part of it. Do you get what I'm saying? From what I understand, it took 10 years for this movie to be made. Okay, so 10 years, okay? The director is very, 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 very much studies shamanism and hallucinogenics and has traveled all over the world, done his share, and they, of course, make the movie look like it's about peyote, but it's not peyote, okay? You do the math, okay? But what astonished me was how accurate, this is why it must have took him 10 years to get it the way he wanted. He must have been very particular. But the actual chemical trip, the hallucinogen, I thought was extraordinarily accurate. And to see that on film, usually I see stuff and I'm like, yeah, that's kind of like it, or this is kind of like, but I mean, 75% on. That's unbelievable to get that on film and to capture something that's really a hyperdimensional experience. Now, of course, you can only interpret so much of it unless you're in the thick of it. And two, unless you have a lot of real training, like my kind of training, are you going to be able to really get what is really happening? You're seeing it from a third-party view. You're going, wow, that's cool graphics. But you have to understand what's going through that person's mind and that you don't have control. It takes great will to keep one's concentration in that place. So, when I say, you know, one has to know how to navigate, that is, in that kind of insanity, you have to hold your mind together and be able to move and control a lot of what's being happening that you're integrating with, okay? That's what training is about. Do you get what I'm saying? For me, I would say that most of the stuff on there is highly accurate. I was shocked how very accurate it was compared to the first and third level of planes of light that I'm familiar with. I was like, wow, I was taken off guard. Watching the movie, I was like, no way. It was the last thing I expected when I was watching this movie, and then that's what caught my interest. I was like, how did this guy know this? How is it so accurate? So, of course, I researched it, and then I found out why. Okay? So, he got his graphic artist to do like I do with you, and it took them 10 years to get it right. Okay? But you'll see, remember when I said about the snake woman and from the experience with the ayahuasca, that I said it was like a holographic energy from the planet, and I knew it was very dark in a way, but there was a higher dimension also, and that I relate to the higher dimension, but it had all these insects and centipedes and different things and the snakes and everything, and how I says it would move a certain way, like, you know, phenomenal, and how the dark side could consume you, and it, like, lures you and sucks you in to just die, and how I had to fight, and then I broke free from it at the last minute, and I was just like, no, and I had to go into my hyperdimensional consciousness to take control of what was happening, because it just overwhelmed my organic consciousness, which means it would totally suck you guys in and have its way. So, I thought phenomenal story, A+, for the spiritual pictation of what was there and how they did it. I thought, phenomenal. Now, is that as intense as the deeper planes of light? Absolutely not. This is like level 1 through 3, and I was just very amazed that they captured it on film and were able to do what they did with it. So, there you go.